if you would just be like a little child. But you're still here. Let's bow our heads in prayer again. Our gracious Heavenly Father, whether we are fully aware of it or not, to you, all our hearts are open right at this minute. All our desires are known. All our secrets are no longer hid. And we do pray that by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, you will purify the thoughts of our hearts. You will open the door for the days ahead when we can truly, by the way in which we think and live, we can truly bring our lives into line with your will and purpose, and we can worthily praise and magnify your holy name, not only here in this hour, but throughout the day, throughout the days that are left to us in our earthly pilgrimage. So speak to each one of us right now a personal word that we need to hear. And from the depths of our hearts, we thank you and give you the glory in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, amen. Well, we've looked for 2 weeks now at the opening of what has been called the prologue to the Gospel of John, a very significant and important passage in the light of what follows. And there seems to be something inserted here, interwoven, that is another subject. And that subject is a man whose name was John. It's interwoven at different points for different reasons. And if you look at the sixth verse, you get the introduction, not the first two verses, the sixth verse. I don't think it's up there, is it? Well, in any case, we're simply told there was a man sent from God whose name was John. And he came as a witness. Now, why is this introduced? Before Jesus came, for several hundred years, the Pharisees and even some of the scribes were engaged in what we call today personal evangelism. Judaism attracted those Gentiles who recognized the importance of believing in one living and true God, and the importance of the commandments, even though the Jewish people did not completely live up to them, some of them did, and it was highly respected. And the balconies in Jewish synagogues began to fill up with Gentiles, former pagans, who were now wanted to be followers of Judaism. However, they weren't proselytes. They did not become disciples. The women did. There wasn't any problem there. The women were required to be baptized, and they were willing to be baptized. The men were required to be baptized, and they were quite willing to be baptized. However, the men were also required to be circumcised. And more refused to do that. So there was a popularity of Judaism to a certain extent that lasted until someone like the Apostle Paul came into the synagogues and began telling them about the fullness of the gospel in Christ. So what we have here is a kind of new cult, a group of people who were Jewish and also a people who had been Gentile, began to follow one whose name was John. Now, most of us think of him as John the Baptist. Where does that come from? He was John who was a baptizer. There's no question about that. But he came as a witness. He came to bear witness about the light. Jesus was the revelation of the light. Now, what was the light? The light was in the darkness, in intellectual darkness, in moral darkness, in life darkness. And he came as the light. And what John is saying here, I'm not the light. Jesus is the light. And I witness to him. And if you look at the end of verse 7, and that all might believe through him. Now, this translation is probably the best translation available today, but it's not perfect. There are no perfect translations. All might believe into him. The preposition here is very important. It's a key statement of John. You don't just believe about Jesus. You put your trust and obedience in him. He believed in him, not just through him. Through him isn't strong enough. And then a little bit later in the prologue, we're told that John bore witness about him and cried out that he was he of whom it was said, he comes after me, but he ranks before me. Now here is John the baptizer proclaiming he's not the Messiah. Even though there were groups of people throughout the Roman Empire, both Jews and Gentiles, who belonged to John, they thought he might well be the Messiah. But no, the Messiah was before him. The Messiah was from eternity. And then it goes on in verse 19. This is the testimony of John. And the testimony comes because John is questioned. If you're not the Messiah, who are you? Why are you doing this? And it said that the priests and Levites from Jerusalem. Now, by the way, the Levites were supposed to be priests, but the Levites were servants to those who were priests. Who are you? And he confessed. This is the important thing. He confessed that he was not the Messiah. He was not the Christ. And they asked him, who are you, Elijah, the prophet? And all he said was, no. Who are you? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. Why did they need to give an answer? Because he was doing something very unusual. He was baptizing people, and his followers were also baptizing people. Why were they doing this? And by the way, I'm not sure that we know why they were doing it unless we read this passage carefully. He said, I'm not the Messiah. I'm not even claiming to be the prophet. I am a voice crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. And what the prophet Isaiah called. And the whole point here is that this was the point of the ministry of John the Baptizer. He was a voice crying in the wilderness. He was preparing for the coming of Jesus. He was witnessing to Jesus, not to himself. He had been sent not only by the priests, he had been sent by the Pharisees, and they wanted to know why he was baptizing. Well, this would be a good question. And it was not only a good question, there was a good answer. In verse 26, John said, I baptize with water, but among you stands one who you do not know, even he who comes after me, the strap of whose sandal I'm not worthy to untie. Why not? Because John knew that there was someone completely different. He said, I didn't know him, but this is why I came baptizing with water. Now, what is significant about this? The Jewish people were insulted if someone said, you need to be baptized. Pagans needed to be baptized if they were to become Jews. But who is demanding that Jews be baptized? And the point is, that John, who is a baptizer, is insisting that Jewish people need to repent. Jewish people need to see who Jesus is, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John was bearing witness. I saw the Spirit descend from heaven. Now, like a dove. He didn't say a dove descended. He said it was like a dove. And the dove remained on him. The Spirit didn't come on Jesus and then leave. Now, this is, look at verse 33. We're coming to the conclusion. I myself didn't know him. But he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, he on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. Now, this was the purpose of God sending the voice in the wilderness, John the Baptizer, to say, this one, this Jesus of Nazareth, on him the Spirit not only descended, the Spirit remained. The oneness with God the Father, the oneness with the Holy Spirit. I've seen and borne witness that this is the Son of God. Now, this is a significant conclusion. He on whom you see the Spirit descend, this is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. No one else is doing this, and no one else will do this. So now, by the way, have you been baptized? With how much water? Does the quantity of the water decide the quality of your baptism? You better think about that. In any case, only Jesus baptizes in the Holy Spirit. And so every one of us here this morning, if you've been baptized with some amount of water, the big question is, has Jesus immersed you in the Holy Spirit? That's the question. And if not, why not? It is God's will and purpose for you. Well, then how do I receive this? You go on your hands and knees and pray and simply say, Lord, I want to be immersed in the Holy Spirit. Well, do you? Do you want to be equipped for ministry? Do you want to be a vital witness to the Lord Jesus Christ? This is your opportunity. Lord Jesus, I've been baptized with or in water. Lord Jesus, immerse me in the Holy Spirit that I might be a more faithful disciple, an effective disciple in the days ahead in my earthly pilgrimage. And from the depths of my heart, I thank you. I give you the praise and give you the glory in Jesus' powerful name. Amen. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Morey, very much. And we're always grateful when you and Betty are here.